Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
Today, we take you to a crime scene, a scene of an attack where the victim is gone, vanished. Is she gone forever? Is there a killer out there? Or will there be a surprise ending where the victim is alive and well? Stay tuned to Wealth Creator Radio, where today Eric Heckman will help us find who killed the 60-40 rule. Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Let me start out by giving you the phone number you need for our show today. It's 800-454-1184. You may call Eric and his awesome team for a complimentary appointment, 800-454-1184. They are right here in Silicon Valley. They've been helping people have remarkable retirements for the past 30-some years. Find them online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. Yes, today it's going to be a little bit of a different show. We're going to be talking and trying to solve the mystery of where did 60-40 go? Is she gone? Has she been killed?
Why don't we start by having you help us get to know the subject, okay? Tell us more about the 60-40 rule. How did she get so popular?
Well, so this came out of pretty much when the financial planning industry was kind of first starting to get going in the 80s and 90s. And a bunch of back testing and a bunch of data crunching with lots lower computers or no computers back then. They looked at what is the optimum mix of stocks and bonds. And they said, hey, 60% stocks, 40% bonds. And the reason why you wouldn't do 100% stocks, because stocks do better, well, they go down so far down that they actually come out worse, in most time frames versus the 60-40. So the 60-40 got to be she was very popular. Everybody was talking about her. Everybody was using her. And she was the go-to mix in all of the financial world, really, since the 80s and 90s.
So, yeah. Okay. So take us back there, 80s and 90s, Eric. How did she help so many retirees?
The lower volatility of the bonds would help in those bad stock market years. So you wouldn't lose quite as much. And then when, of course, the market was doing great, the stock side would help. However, we had a 40-year dropping of interest rates. It was the longest we've ever, it's ever been done in history.
Right.
not just one time, ever. And so, yeah, as rates go down on bonds, the values go up. And so bonds kept going up and up as interest rates went down and down. Now, you made less money, which made people want to put less in the banks and more even in the markets. That's kind of how it was mostly helping retirees previously.
Previously, but it's a little bit different now, and we're going to get into that. But first of all, I want to talk about your offer today. Every week on our show, we offer a chance for our listeners to come in and visit with you. Many of our radio listeners are calling you for the first time, aren't they?
Yeah, we get a lot of people who just call, and that sometimes they may just have a question. So if they wanted to set up a 15-30 minute phone call, that's fine. We can just kind of go over their situation. But if they want to go through the process more, we actually build out an income plan, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, the five areas that you need to have a plan for retirement. And we'll just tell you what course you're on. We're just going to tell you, here's the plan you have, even if you don't know what that is, because you do have a plan. And we'll just tell you what specifically it is. And then from there, we can look at it and say, okay, here's some issues, here's some things you want to fix. And that's at that point is when you finally decide if you want to work with us or not. So we'll actually, meet with you two or sometimes even three times before we actually have any real working together in terms of fees or costs. So yeah, if that's something you want to take advantage of, you want to really take care of yourself and take care of your family, set up a time. You can either text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Today, we're taking you to the crime scene, okay? An attack on something, someone that we all knew, we loved so well. Eric, why was the 60-40 rule so beloved?
Well, she got so popular that even Congress, the U.S. Congress, in the Pension Protection Act of 2006 said we were going to start enrolling people in 401ks if they don't say anything. So in other words, if you get a new job, they can just auto-enroll you into your 401k. Hmm. Well, that left a confusion mark on most HR departments, because how are we supposed to invest it for them? And so they said, well, here, use one of these what they call target date or life cycle, or, you know, just any sort of date fund. And so what these date funds are is it says that, say the date is, you know, 2040. Well, that means you've got, you know, 20-ish years to retire, right? And so as you get closer to that, they're going to get you closer to that 60-40 split. If you're a lot farther from it, they might actually have you at 90-10, 8, you know, 80-20 someplace. But they'll get you right around that for retirement. And so the theory behind that is you have a lot more risk when you're younger. As you get older, you know, that risk tones down. And so, you know, the Fidelities, Vanguards, you know, all the different fund companies of the world all started, you know, making up those funds and just said, hey, just put all your money here. We'll take care of it. Now, there is no actual set rule of how much should be stocks and bonds for a 2040 versus a 2035. That was all left up to the financial companies. But it is very popular. It is out there a lot. And, you know, it does work nicely, especially when you're younger. The problem is it's not your risk tolerance. It's not, you know, your comfort level.
Yeah, personal. And right.
Personal, yeah. Yeah. So if you're somebody who's very concerned about the market and you're investing like that, it could be kind of pretty ugly. So if things go bad, that was one of the biggest problems with that. And 60-40 has just been very beloved for a long time, and just say, hey, this should always work and let's just go with that.
So Eric, give us your true opinion in our true crime story today about the 60-40 rule. Is she lost forever or is she just in hiding?
Wow. Yeah, that's actually a tough one, because I almost wonder, should she come back?
So
I don't think she can go anywhere, just because of those target funds are going to still be around, and they're too much into the culture of the 401k and so forth. So yeah, I think they're going to be always there. I think it'll be quite some time before it's going to be as useful as it once was, because we're going to be in a raising interest rate environment probably for some time now, and it's not going to be rates going down. And so you're not going to get as good returns on bonds. You might be losing money initially at bonds, and then once rates kind of calm down, you may just not be making much, you know, up or down. You may be just kind of keeping pace with inflation. So that part's going to make it a lot tougher to survive. And really, for somebody who's getting into retirement, I think it's actually an awful rule. No. So that's something we have not been doing for our clients for probably 15 or 20 years now, because the problem with that 40% was it was always in bonds, and bonds can still lose money. They can still go down. Also, bonds for a long time, when mortgages were, you know, 2% and 3%, that's also what the bonds are paying or less. That's just not enough to survive on and to retire on. So for retirees, what we found really is they really needed something more. And so that's where we have foundational money. We've got some guaranteed assets that can earn a lot of money. I mean, sometimes 7, 8, 9, even 10% when the market goes up, but they also don't lose any money when the market goes down. So they're going to limit your earnings, but you can still earn some pretty good money, but you have zero losses versus, okay, I only lost 5 versus 20 on the stock side of things. Well, that's still losing money.
Right.
So, yes. And then also having another category called steady income. And steady income are assets that pay you good money, typically 5, 6, 7% in terms of dividends. And then they also have appreciation on top of that. So, you know, these are the things that people really need, especially in retirement. If they're in that 5 to 10 year window before retirement or retired, the 60 is fine, but let's move the 40 to something that's going to be more protected, that's going to be higher earnings and a lot more stable. That's in terms of where maybe she won't come back for those people, but maybe, you know, she's probably not lost forever. But again, if you want to get a little bit more information or you want to talk with us, just text the word visit, 800-454-1184. If you got any questions or concerns, set up a 15, 30 minute phone call with me. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Is there any hope of recovery in our once reliable rule of thumb for retirement? Eric reveals more about this mystery when Wealth Creator Radio continues.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. For decades, it was a reliable way to allocate your money for retirement. It was a safer formula for success in the future. How could it all go so wrong after serving retirees well for so many years? What could have brought about the demise of the beloved 60-40 rule? You could say this is the true crime edition of Wealth Creator Radio. Eric, let's break it down again. What do we know about the death of the 60-40 rule? Did she die of natural causes? Is there a killer out there? Or is there going to be a surprise twist and the 60-40 is still alive and well?
Yeah, great questions. So let's go back and see what happened here. So again, the 60-40, 60% stocks, 40% bonds was kind of the stable, good portfolio. A lot of these companies would have these 2030, 2035, all these, any of these mutual funds that have a date in them were all based off of this 60-40 rule and changing on it. So how did it go away? How has it disappeared? What caused that? I would like to say it was, you know, it'd be probably more exciting if it was some ex-lover or something like that. But no, not exactly. We can't go that far on the true crime side of the financial world. But really, in terms of what killed 60-40 for now, at least, or made her disappear, is really the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, mostly due to COVID, printed tons and tons of money, just dumped money out into the economy. Mm-hmm. In 2008, they printed $1 trillion. In 2020, they printed $1 trillion a month for 3 months, then kept printing usually about $100 to $120 billion a month after that. So they printed over $5 trillion. I think the stat is about something like 60 or 65% of all the money in the world today has been there just since 2020.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that's the crazy part, is how much money they printed. And basic economics say if you dump a bunch of money into the economy, unless it all gets used into, you know, buying stuff and doing stuff, it's going to cause inflation. And what happened for a lot of people is they couldn't go anywhere. They didn't do as much, so they didn't spend as much. So they actually ended up saving the money, even if they had maybe lost their job and they had all these other benefits from the government. So all this money was sitting out there, not being spent, not being used. The banks swelled in terms of asset base, in terms of how much savings. And then a lot of that went to the market. A lot of it, you know, made a bubble in the market kind of thing. And so that's what really made the Fed finally have to take a ton of action and start raising rates like crazy. Once they do that, they had to do that because of inflation. And once they start raising rates, well, then bond values go down. And so say if you have a bond that's paying 3% and all the new ones come out and they're paying 4, and now you want to sell your bond, well, why would I buy yours at 3?
Right.
I could buy somebody else's and get 4. Only way I'll buy yours is if I pay a lesser amount to make it the same interest rate as 4. And so once that's why bond values go down when rates go up, is because of they have to price it that way. Now, if you hold them to maturity, you'll still get that money, but that might be 10, 20, 30 years, depending on how long that bond is. So again, that's what kind of killed it. Until rates kind of stabilize and settle down, we might not see 60-40 hanging out and playing around for a while.
Eric, refresh our memory. How did the 60-40 rule help people who were retiring?
Well, really what happens is it's less volatility. It's really more volatility than anything. And okay. So when the stock markets do bad, think 08, 09, right? Mm-hmm. Financial crisis, the short-term COVID crash, but probably really 08, 09 is a big one. And that part of their portfolio didn't drop as bad. It still dropped, but not as much. So that allowed, if you needed money out or something, you could still get some money. And then, of course, it gives you some time to have the stocks recover. The problem with that type of thought process is fine when you're working, but all the math changes once you retire. Because once you retire, then what happens? Well, you need that money. Mm-hmm. How often? Well,
monthly.
You don't have a pay. Yeah, you don't have a paycheck anymore. Yeah. So at least monthly.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if you all of a sudden need this money every month, you can't just say, oh, I'm going to wait like in 08. I'll wait the 5 years before my money comes back. No, you cannot do that. And so that's where it was kind of working and it was kind of okay, but it still wasn't great. And that's why at Heckman Financial, we'd stopped even doing that. And even before 08, you know, in the mid 2000s, we started saying, hold it, we need some actual guaranteed money that's earning good interest that can't go away in those bad market times. So we have some guaranteed products that we use for that can't go away, but they can still earn, you know, anywhere from 0 to 10% a year. They're going to probably average around 4 to 6 or something. But you can't lose. And so having some money there is so much better than bonds. You know, as we saw in the first part of 2022, bonds, you know, they were down 10-11%. And that's a pretty big drop for something that's supposedly going to help you. So that 40 was not helping as much as it used to. And, you know, then also having some foundational income. So, you know, one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial is we can actually send you a checklist. And the checklist will say, okay, you know, what should I have? What should I have done? What do I have in place? How far off I am? And then you can score yourself. So it's kind of a fun little tool. And so, yeah, if that's something you want to get a hold of, you can just text the word checklist. And again, all you do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184, or request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you so much for joining us today. You're listening to Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, right here in Silicon Valley. And this is Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So after decades of being known as a reliable rule of thumb for retirement, some financial analysts are saying that the 60-40 rule is dead. Others think it's just taken a step back and she's gone into hiding for now. So here's where the mystery comes into play, Eric. What has happened to the 60-40 rule in recent years?
Yeah, there's been a lot. The main thing is we started raising rates.
Yeah.
And once that happened, you know, it was crazy that to think of that people were getting used to 3% mortgages. I mean,
I know
that 3% is just so bizarre. I remember in college that savings accounts, I was shocked when the savings accounts dropped under 5%. Because I thought they always had to be 5 at least. And then, of course, they went to 0.01, right? Or 0.00.
Yeah.
And so we were at such a low rate for so long. You know, as that rates were dropping, the bonds were getting an extra bump up. The 40% was getting this huge bump from just having rates go down and go down and go down. So now we're going to be in a raising rate environment probably for a while. And even once we're done with that, it'll probably be a fairly flat rate environment. But we're not going to have a 40-year decline ever again unless we get to the Jimmy Carter and Reagan years of the 20% prime rate. It's with inflation, until inflation kind of calms down, till interest rates stabilize, that 40% on that 60-40 portfolio is not going to be doing very well. And that 60% is going to have some challenges too, because again, all these companies are having to adjust to the new higher rates. They have to see what happens with consumers and inflation and all these other issues. So definitely a good time to be relooking at your portfolio and saying, hey, do I actually have some guaranteed money? Do I have some foundational assets that are high performing? Do I have some steady income? And those are areas that you can definitely add. So, you know, again, if you want to get a copy of that checklist that you can kind of get just to see where you are in retirement, to see, you know, how am I doing? Am I on track? All you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184, or request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
The 60-40 rule of investing has had a recent fall from grace after years of serving as a traditional rule of thumb. What led to its disappearance? And is there any hope of recovery? More coming up when our True Crime edition of Wealth Creator Radio continues. Stick around.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you join us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. The 60-40 rule of investing is what we're talking about today, and how it's had sort of a fall from grace after years of serving as a traditional rule of thumb for retirees. What led to its disappearance? And is there any hope of recovery? This is our True Crime edition of Wealth Creator Radio, and we do thank you for joining us today. Eric, the 60-40 rule seemed to be everywhere in the financial planning world for a long time. Why don't you go over its history again for us?
Well, yeah, going back to the 80s and 90s and the start of when you had to start planning for yourself, when you had to start doing some financial planning, and you weren't just going to get this pension to live on forever. They had to come up with some sort of basic rule of thumb, right? And people love rules of thumb because they're easy for our brains to wrap around. They make it simple and easy to mm-hmm. take action. Unfortunately, lots of times simple and easy isn't the best way to go, but it's often a popular way, right? And so 60% stocks, 40% bonds. The main reason that was picked was when you looked at all these numbers, if you had 100% stocks, their losses were so big that you couldn't come back as well in those bad years. And if you had all bonds, of course, you wouldn't have as much growth. So that happened to be the happy medium. And that's where the 60-40 came about. And she got so popular, they even made those target date funds now that have, you know, 2025, 2030, 2040, you know, those types of numbers in them. And those are literally geared to become more 60-40 as you get older.
But in recent years, that 60-40 has kind of disappeared. Where has she gone?
Well, the interest rates hikes in 2022 really put a lot of pressure on the 40 because of bonds were going now down because rates go up. They're always opposite. So we saw the worst start in the stock market in 50 years, and we saw the worst bond market start in 50 years. So those two combined kind of gave you a 1-2 punch of, wow, this is not working. Mm-hmm. And so what should we do instead? What should be the action? Well, again, it should always have a plan. Just like if you're going to go travel someplace, you want to know where you're headed, where you're going. And so that's where it's really critical. So you need to have that plan, and you need a plan for a couple things. One is, how are you going to replace your paychecks with some playchecks, right? How are you going to have some fun money coming in? How are you going to get that standard of living in retirement? So you need an income plan. Then you also need to know what that investment strategy should be. Should you be adding foundational and steady income stuff instead of that 40% bond allocation? And then you can have the 60% go up and down with the markets because you've got other guarantees, you've got other options there. Then look at the taxes. Are you doing Roth? Are you doing regular? Or how's that money going to come out? What's it going to look like in taxes on the way back out of your account? Healthcare decisions are a big one too. How are you going to pay for those healthcare things if you retire pre-65, long-term care, all those issues? And then lastly, legacy. Who's going to get your stuff? Is it going to be the government, lawyers, or your people you like? You know, so you have to have all that planned out. And again, that's our what we call the blueprint to worry less wealth, because we want you to worry less about your money and worry more about having fun, enjoying life. So that's what we can set up for you, is that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy strategy. Again, if that's something you're interested in, all you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, you can call or text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're exploring the disappearance of the 60-40 rule. Some think it might be more of a murder mystery, but others think that the 60-40 is just in hiding. So, Eric, you know, some are talking about this 80-20 strategy. You mentioned it just a few moments ago. Could this be our missing 60-40 rule in disguise?
Well, that's kind of like taking a lot more risk and hoping it works, right? So, yeah, just because you got in one car accident doesn't mean you should speed up and see if you can, you know, make it to the finish line without having more car accidents, right? No, you need to have some balance, right? 80-20 may be good if you're in your 20s or 30s, my sons are younger and starting their work careers, and that's fine for them because they've got a lot of time before they're going to need that back out. But, you know, if you're 50, 55, 60 plus, no, that's just crazy, because, I mean, why don't you just throw it all in double zero and see how it goes, right? You don't want to have huge losses and then, you know, after you've had big losses, you don't want to just, you know, keep doubling down and thinking it's going to at some point change your luck. So, yeah, you really need to have that foundational income, that steady income. If you add those strategies to your stock investing, you're going to be okay. And you know you're going to be able to weather all those storms, but don't go high risk.
Don't go high risk. I think that's good advice. And only time will tell if the 60-40 is gone for good or if it'll make a return one day. What should retirees do, though, in the meantime, Eric, when it comes to their asset allocations for retirement? What are you telling them?
Well, first of all, just pay attention. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how people just don't even do anything. I mean, I literally met with somebody who had not changed her 401k allocation for over 20 years at the company she was at. She had a huge amount of money in small company stock portfolios because that was the biggest gainer for the 2000s, and it was still did pretty good in the 2010s. So, but she's a lot older now, and that was super high risk the way her stuff was laid out. So yeah, you have to pay attention to it. You can't just, you know, set it and forget it. You know, so what you want to do is see, do you have that foundational stuff? Do you have some money that's guaranteed so that when those bad years come, and they're going to come, you know, once every 5 to 10 years in retirement, where are you going to get that money from those years? And you also want some steady income money, some stuff where you don't have to be selling. So those ups and downs of the markets aren't going to get you as bad, because when you're selling those shares, they don't come back. And it's very different in retirement than it is when you're working. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff that people need to be paying attention to. Again, that's where it all comes down to strategy, you know, watching it and making sure it's doing well. Just kind of like your health, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to exercise, you want to eat right. If you got stuff that's kind of not feeling good, and if not feeling, you know, at some point you better go to the doctor, or it could be a really bad thing when you finally have some bigger event happen to you. So yeah, again, same with financial stuff. You need to find this out sooner than later.
Always get a second opinion, right? But there are so many generic rules of thumb when it comes to retirement planning. How do you know what makes the most sense for you?
Well, a general rule of thumb is just that. I mean, it's just some sort of guess and some sort of hope. And I don't want my clients retiring on hope. That's pretty scary. Uh-huh. You know, these plans that say, oh, you've got a 65% chance of success. What? I would not get on an airplane if the pilot came on and said, I have a 65% chance of success.
No way.
So, I mean, the only way I know how to do that is really by putting it through a model and putting it through a pretty easy process. We've got some really nice software. It's not jargony. It's not hard to understand. And we put in there, where are your assets today? Where are there, you know, what are you funding? What types of tax, you know, things are they? Are they Roth, you know, taxable accounts, you know, pre-tax, all that type of stuff? What's your expenses? That's probably the tough one. What are they going to be actually in reality? Not what you think you spend, but what you really actually spend, which is a higher number. And, you know, once we can figure that out, then we can, you know, we have to figure in, of course, healthcare and other costs. And so once we have all those costs kind of laid out, yeah, we can build out that income plan. And then we can see, oh, yeah, you're on track, or you might run out when you're 95. Well, you know, I'm okay with that. If you're going to run out when you're, you know, 72, oh, yeah, okay, maybe we need to change this plan up or do something to alter it. So, you know, but that's the stuff you need to find out now, not when you're there or 1 year away from having that issue and running out of money. So again, if you want to take advantage of that and you want to say, hey, I'm going to take charge of my financial future and have my family worry less about their wealth and worry more about having fun and enjoying their family, enjoying travel, all those things you wanted to do, just set up a time to talk. So all you have to do is text the word visit. You can either text it or actually call it and leave a message, but text the word visit 800-454-1184. Again, that's 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And Eric, I have to say thank you so much for helping us sort out this mystery of what led to the disappearance of the 60/40. That was a great true crime edition of Wealth Creator Radio. But we are not done yet with our show. We have a lot more to come. Stick around for more of Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial, so reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is here to offer you help with a retirement strategy. He always talks about this on our show. Today, no different. And we just thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. A lot of times on our show, we talk about fun things, you know, like planning vacations and what you want to do in retirement. Those are always fun things, you know. But then there are other things that are really just as important, but a little harder to plan. And I'm talking about your final wishes. So, you know, even your funeral, and a lot of times you don't want to sit down and think about it, but it is so much easier on your loved ones if you do that. Eric, I got to tell you know, we lost my brother-in-law last summer, and he had been sick for about 2 years, and I couldn't believe that after he passed, my poor sister-in-law was running around trying to figure out where they were going to be buried. They had not even done that yet. These things are not fun to think about ahead of time, but at the same time, you know, you do need to get that done. So it's a lot easier on yourself or even your loved ones. Tell us what you've learned from your own personal experience.
Yeah, it can be very tough and very stressful. And probably the one I liked the most is one of my clients called it a fog. She felt like she was in a fog. And, and you know, over the next couple of years, every time we'd meet, she would talk about how the fog's lifting and it's getting more visible and things. And you know, I think that was a kind of a good way to do it. And imagine you're in a, you know, almost a whiteout fog kind of condition, and you're having to make, like you said, for your sister-in-law, you know, decisions on, you know, what to do here, what to do with this. And, you know, then of course you got finances, you know, do you want to have this rolled over to your name? Do you want to have this in theirs? Or how do you, you know, there's all these things that you have to all of a sudden decide, and they can have huge tax ramifications, huge cost ramifications. I think there's a lot of things that people really need to be doing. And it's, you know, like you said, vacations are way more fun to plan than this.
Yeah.
But this will happen. This is guaranteed. So some time.
Right.
Some time. Figure it out.
Yeah. And, you know, since you and I've been doing this show, I'm 62, almost 63. And I really, truly am starting to think through all these things and wanting to get our plans together. We have not done that. We've talked about it, but we have not done that yet. But AARP has some really good resources on how you can help your family by taking a few basic items, by taking care of a few basic items. So, Eric, let's go over those. Tell us about what are some things we should consider doing.
Well, obviously, what we were talking about there is if you want to be buried or cremated and all that stuff, just have that kind of planned out. And, you know, you save a lot of money if you do that ahead of time, too. So it just makes more sense. But, the biggest things that I've always seen the most ill will and the worst situation is not the financial. It's the stuff, or lack of a better term, the junk.
Yeah.
Often it's stuff that nobody else really cares about. At one point, I had a kind of a cool situation where I had a 4-generation client. You know, I had from grandma all the way down to great grandson stuff. And when grandma passed away, one teenage daughter went in there and got some of grandma's shoes, and the other sister had a teenage daughter was all mad because why'd you go take grandma's shoes? Now grandma had been a client of mine for a long time, and her shoes were not fancy. But it was just like, hey, the fact that you went in there and you took stuff without asking me and blah, blah, you know. And it's just, you know, somebody gets this, but I'm the one who always spent the time with that with him, or, you know. So, yeah, having, you know, you can either write it down or, you know, the best thing is, you know, take a picture. I mean, it's easy to take pictures and print them off, right? So if there's some sort of sentimental item, some picture, some, like actually my own grandfather was a van driver for United Vans way back when, and for a while, and he always had this cool little miniature, you know, United van truck.
Oh, yeah.
My sister always wanted that, so she made sure, you know, he put her name on the bottom of it.
Yes, that's cool.
You know, so, but nowadays, you don't even have to do that. Just take a picture and put it in your trust or put it in your, you know, important materials and say, this is who gets what, and, you know, ask people ahead of time, right? And so that way they know. And, you know, having a plan is so, so important. And so one thing you can do is we have a checklist that actually goes through all the stuff, not just when you're, you know, passing away type of thing, but what all you should have in overall and over your entire financial situation and how to retire. So if you want a copy of that checklist just to see how your score is, you know, all you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184. Or you can request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, sometimes you are one of the very first people contacted by the family after a client passes away. Why don't you tell us some things that you go over with that spouse or maybe with the children of a client who has died?
Yeah, well, it's always tough, and probably one of the hardest ones I had was I had a client that she had put money in one account years ago, and then she started doing stuff on her own, and ironically, my office is now in her old building where she worked, but she ran it all. She did all the finances, everything, and had it all go to her work email.
What?
And so when she passed away, they couldn't even know where the monies were. They couldn't even figure out. So, you know, husband came in with their 18-year-old son, and they were trying to, in essence, hack into their accounts or find their accounts. But all the resets go to her work email, which she worked for a bank, and that gets shut off the second you pass away.
Oh, goodness.
So one of the things is, just, you know, helping them log into accounts, helping them figure out where the accounts are. Yeah, sometimes you do some detective work, you know, look at, did you have any interest from, you know, stuff on your last tax return, you know, from different places? And, you know, so that's one of the things. What should you do with each account? There's a lot of legal ramifications with, you know, if you roll over IRA money to somebody's name or not. So there's a lot of stuff about inherited IRAs or not, or, you know, if it's a spouse, they can roll it to their own name. If they're under 59 and a half, then you may not want to roll it to your own name. So there's a lot of things around that. And then just even resetting the tax basis. There is a thing called step up in basis. When somebody dies, you get it, you inherit it at today's market value. So, you know, you need to reset all those basis and stuff. So there's a lot of little things to go into it. And, you know, we just kind of help walk them through that and kind of guide them through that process.
Well, you know, like we're saying, none of these things are fun to talk about, but we are not promised tomorrow. We don't know when our final day is. And that's why we're talking about something so important like this. You know, don't put this off. Plan out what you need to do. Tell us how things like estate planning, legacy planning, like we're talking about, fit into your overall process. This fits right in with your blueprint to worryless wealth.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you have to have a plan for this. I mean, it's not, yeah, you literally don't take it with you. Somebody's going to get it. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be somebody who's going to go through just pure agony, having to go through the court systems and figuring out how much to pay attorneys and court costs and all this other just awful stuff that you may have stuck somebody else with having to deal with because you didn't take the little bit of time to fix it, right? And you know, and then also make sure it goes to the right people. Did you do the right beneficiaries? If maybe one of your children predeceased you, does their children get your money, or does it all default to your other kids, and then their kids get disinherited? You know, there's little things like that that people just don't think about. You know, it's just one of these things where you have to have this plan and done. You know, if you own any sort of property, really, you gotta have trust. I mean, you need to have a living trust set up. Work with a estate planning attorney if you have one or something. Maybe if you're somebody who just doesn't want to meet with anybody and just likes to do stuff on their own. If you go to wealthcreatorradio.com, we'll actually have a link for an online version of a trust that you can set up there. And it's really nicely well done trust that we've, you know, reviewed and talked to the people who set it up, and, you know, at least get that planning process done, because you need to make sure that process is taken care of, because you can either leave somebody a mess that they have to hunt through things and find and search and just go through pure agony, or you can leave them a fairly nice situation that, believe it or not, still takes a lot of time and effort.
Right.
If anybody's helped anybody having to settle estate, it's still a ton of work if it's in the right order. If it's out of order, if it's messed up, oh my gosh, it can be just a nightmare to deal with, and it's almost like a second job. And, you know, you don't want to leave that to other people. You don't want to leave that to, you know, to your loved ones especially. So taking some time and doing that, and, you know, what's what we do here at Heckman Financials, we actually help people eliminate that worry. We want you to have worry less wealth and create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where you don't have to worry about your finances and money, but worry about having fun and enjoying life and spending time with the loved ones we're talking about. So again, that consists of having that income plan, knowing where your money's coming from, lowering your volatility, having those foundational steady income investments, also looking at the taxes along the way, healthcare issues, and of course, legacy. Who's going to get your stuff when you're gone? So, you know, if that's something you want to take some time, learn more about, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call and set up time. You can either leave a message or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we'll be right back with more of Eric Heckman and Wealth Creator Radio. Stick around for the rest of our show.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
Hey, thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. On our show at this time, we always discuss some challenges, maybe even some risks that exist in retirement. So I wanted you to give us an example today of someone who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles, as we call it.
just kind of reminds me of we'll just call him Joe, but yeah, he came to me and he was, you know, one of these guys who loved his job, wanted to keep working, but then finally started saying, hey, you know, maybe I should slow down here and, you know, make it more work optional kind of thing, right? And so he wanted to start finally doing some planning. The only issue is he was about to turn 70. And so he put everything into pre-tax stuff, so 401ks and IRAs, and he was worried about taxes. Well, at 70, you know, it used to be you had to be 70 and a half where you had to take your money out of your IRA. Now it's 72, but still, he's already at Social Security max age. So he's got that income coming in. And with everything being taxable, the tax planning is not much, right? It's just pay the tax. So, you know, so it's pretty tough to do stuff like that. You know, now how do you talk to me? You know, 5-10 years earlier, we could have been doing some stuff. We could have had some time to maybe do some conversions or at least fund some stuff differently or move some money around. But when 100% of your money is all pre-tax, guess what? When you take that money out, it's 100% taxable. So that left me now not much options in terms of what we can do, because then also in another year, not the same year, because it's 72 now, so he has 1 year gap where he could. You know, we can finally do a little bit of stuff, but you know, it's very small compared to had we had, you know, a little bit more runway to, you know, kind of take off kind of thing, right? So yeah, I mean, and that's one of the problems I run into a lot of times is people, you know, it's we're all bad about that, right? We all like to procrastinate, and you know, there's always those people on the news where they're dropping off their tax return on, you know, at almost midnight at post office, although nowadays it's more push the button, hit send, right? But you know, it's one of these things where, you know, we like to procrastinate, but man, it can cost you a ton of money by doing that. And so, you know, if you do just take some time and say, okay, how can I have some more diversity? How, because the other problem too is almost all of his money is in the market, so he had a huge amount of risk. Yeah, if you're 5 to 10 years out, that's when you really need to sit down and take some plans. So, you know, again, that's something if you want to take advantage of our time, hey, we'll go through that planning process. We'll show you the course you're on. We'll show you your blueprint to worry less wealth. We'll show you that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not, but at least you'll get that information. Again, we're waiving that fee. So, you know, if you want to set up a time, you can either call and leave a message or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Text word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.